You have a civil war going on in the Democratic Party.
Okay.
You have this far left, extreme left socialist. They are socialists. They call themselves Democratic Socialists. Forget Democratic. It's just a modifier for socialists.
Okay.
They're socialists, Bernie Sanders, AOC, et cetera. That far left is having a war with the moderate mainstream Democrats. I'm now a moderate. All my life I was a crazy liberal, son of a crazy liberal, but
right.
The world shifted so fast right. that now I'm a moderate. Okay, so it's the far left versus the moderate. A lot of the mainstream Democrats are afraid of the left. So they think they're going to make peace by endorsing Zohran, and they're going to buy peace with the far left. I have news for them. The far left is never going to declare peace. They're going to come for power, and they're going to come to kill them. But you have moderate Democrats who are just trying to make nice because they're afraid the far left is going to come after them.
Does the same in your mind apply to House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries?
Yes.
Does the same apply to Chuck Schumer at this particular point in time, considering we're living in a government shutdown right now? And 6 months ago, he was for the, you know, he obviously was for the CR and he voted not to shut down the government. But 6 months later, he's obviously elected to side with the progressive left. Does the same apply to him?
Look, it applies to all of them, Stephen A.
Okay.
It applies to all of them.
So where does that leave Andrew Cuomo?
I am saying I am not going there. That is not my father's Democratic Party. It's not my Democratic Party. It's not Bill Clinton's Democratic Party. It's not Barack Obama's Democratic Party. This is a socialist party. It would be the death. It would be the death of the Democratic Party. The Republicans are licking their lips, hoping this kid, Mom Donnie, wins because they can pick him up and carry them around the country and say, here's the Democratic Party, 34-year-old, never had a job, wants to decriminalize prostitution, doesn't like the police, defund the police, abolish jails. Literally a socialist, anti-business, anti-corporate. Government should control the means of production. That's what they, their first motto. That's Marxism. So this socialist wing wins, the Democratic Party dies, in my opinion.